This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. 30,000 teachers are on strike again today in Chicago after the city and the teachers union failed to reach an agreement last night. Our own David Gura joins us now from Washington to talk about the major sticking points. Good morning, David.
Morning, Stacey.
David, give us some details here. Why are the Chicago teachers striking?
Well, the Chicago Teachers Union says this is about two things. And the first is how teachers are evaluated, how much their performance and the performance of their students on standardized tests affects how much they get paid and what kind of raises they get. And the second is job security. The union wants a guarantee that if a teacher gets laid off, he or she is going to get first dibs on any new position that opens up. I called the teachers union hotline, and it's early, so I got a recorded message, but it said that teachers, paraprofessionals, and school clinicians have been without an agreement since June.
We encourage you to join us in our education justice fight for a fair contract and call on the mayor and CEO Brizard to settle this matter now.
The city and the public faces of the city are Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Chicago Public Schools CEO Jean-Claude Brizard. The city wants more flexibility to decide who should teach and who shouldn't, Stacey, and it wants, and it says needs, more flexibility to deal with its deficit.
Well, David, how big is that deficit? I mean, to what extent are we seeing this kind of thing play out across the country?
Well, right now, the Chicago Public Schools are looking at a $665 million deficit, and that's projected to climb up to $1 billion pretty fast. And the reason for that, the city says, is because of rising pension costs and low revenues. And you've heard this story before. The size of that deficit may put Chicago in a league of its own, but this is happening across the country in many cities. The Philadelphia School District faces a $282 million deficit. For the school system in Richmond, Virginia, it's a $10 million deficit. And in Cleveland, the school's chief is talking about laying off as many as 600 teachers to close a $65 million budget gap.
Well, changing directions a little bit. I mean, summer's over. What are parents doing with their children in Chicago?
Right. So this is the third biggest school district in the U.S., 350,000 students. The district does have some facilities open to provide childcare on a limited basis. There are also strike camps popping up all over the city. And Chicago public school students can get discounts and, in some cases, free admission at some Chicago area museums, Stacey.
David Gura in Washington. Thank you, David.
Thank you.